Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey everybody, the table's not where I like it, and the first microphone I picked up wasn't on. Let's have a big round of applause for the person who's not normally here running the show. It's not that person's fault that everyone else that works here that's here every week didn't say anything like Doug likes it further back and etc. God damn it, I'm starting off this show pissed. I want to murder somebody. You know why I want to do that? Because there's weed in my system. I almost said alcohol. That's the problem, is I had some alcohol too. That's why I'm so angry. This is going to be great, you guys. I've got it all written down. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you like we do most Tuesdays from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. It's July 9th, 2 Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. There's a giant Jake and Jill name tag. As far as I know, that was the title of the movie. There's a gentleman with a cute little animal baby. Is that an animal baby? Animal regular? He looks weird. There's something's happened to him. Is that, did you get that like, out of the country or something?
I got it in Orlando.
You got it in Orlando. Okay, close enough. And what's your name tag on there? I can't see it. It's on his hand. Matt. Okay, Matt brought a little animal. And Cassie brought a naked man drawing figure model thing. All right. Nothing says movies like those things. I mean, animal was in some movies. We got a license plate over there, obviously from the belly of Jaws. And what's that shirt say? Australia? And that's your name tag? A shirt that said Australia on it?
Signed by Bobby Moynihan last week at the Gramercy as well.
Signed by Bobby Moynihan at the Gramercy in New York City. Woo. All right, well, if I were choosing, I would pick you, sir. But I'm not, so good luck. Since last I spoke and you listened, I had a great time interrupting some movies in Austin, Texas. Woo. Sitting in with the Master Pancake guys to mock Independence Day. Boy, is that movie not great. But I learned from this past weekend that Independence Day is better than Too Fast, Too Furious and Hulk, but not as good as Terminator 3, Rise of Bert Kreischer. What do you mean you were there?
I was there.
Which one?
T3.
T3, you were there, and that was a lot of fun, right? It was excellent. Oh, well, thank you very much. The reviews are in, you guys. If anyone has a time machine, go back and visit Austin, Texas on Sunday and come to that show. And I finally saw Man of Steel, and frankly, it turned me into a man of sleep. Actually, I stayed awake through all of it, but I really tried to go to sleep. Like, I was like, oh, this fight is going to take a while. I'm gonna try to sleep through it. Because I have a feeling Superman prevails. Just a gut instinct. But I love movies, in spite of all the shitty things I just said about a bunch of movies. And tonight's panel includes two people behind some great movies and two other people. So let's take a look into the prize bag so we can get them out here. We got a CD from someone and that's a promotional movie item. Oh, we could talk about this, a copy of the movie The Wicker Man. You laugh, but it's the one that did not have Nicolas Cage in it. So yeah, and a book we'll talk about in a second. And oh, here it is, you guys. Hot off the presses, just released today, a hard copy of my new album, Gateway Doug. The cover of which scares some people. Does it scare you, Jordan? You're a little scared by it. That's interesting. We've never smoked weed together, though, right? Yeah, see, that's your problem. People that don't smoke weed are really scared by it. People who smoke weed are like, oh, that's how Doug usually looks. I am used to that. And, and this is a fun prize. No, it isn't. I brought back from New York City the sippy cup that I drank vodka and soda from while watching Tom Hanks in the Lucky Guy play. Yeah. So, you know, run that through the dishwasher. And then throw it away. Please welcome, what a great panel I've assembled. Please welcome James Ponsoldt, Paul Feig, and Leonard Maltin winners Pete Holmes and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Without hesitation. You're like ruining it immediately.
We were having such a great time backstage, just bonding and joyful. It's a good group. You put together some good chemistry.
People even ask,
people what? Why are you giving away a sippy cup? I want answers. Tom Cruise is in a play? He is gay. Theater.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He is gay.
Is in a play.
Fuck everything.
Which doesn't make people gay.
Sometimes. Different things.
No, I think they start out gay and then they're in a play. Or they're not gay and they're in a play.
What podcast is this?
Doug Loves Gay Plays. So I just think it's funny that they give you alcohol in a sippy cup in theaters in New York and brought it more just to bring it up rather than,
like it.
Than to give it away.
I thought you smuggled it in like, no one will know I'm an alcoholic baby. These are the risks.
Just put
folks.
A comma in that sentence. No one will know I'm an alcoholic baby. So that's Pete Holmes that won't shut up. And,
hi. Hi, everybody. I'm going to win again. Like Babe Ruth pointing to the stands, I'm going to win again.
Pete, just try to say to yourself, there are other guests. There are other guests.
I know. I enjoy it's their energies.
Just me.
This is James. He has a beard. He listens to the show. His last name is?
Ponsoldt.
Ponsoldt.
Mm-hmm. Solt.
Ponsolo. That's what we said.
Oh, my God. That's what his friends are going to call him from now on.
Pon Solo.
I mean, if they listen to this. Do your friends listen to this?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Use your microphone voice.
Absolutely.
There's no reason to put it down
yes,
between talking. Because
yes,
you never
do.
Know we're going to get called on.
Okay.
He's right.
Yeah. Yes. It's like when you're directing one of your great feature films that you direct, you don't have them put away the microphones until right before you start shooting. You have them ready at all times.
You're a feature
exactly.
film director?
I am a feature film director.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Let's touch for energy exchange. He's very warm. There's a lot of human heat coming off of him. And I feel like Doug's got a healthy glow about him, too. Can I see? I don't smoke weed. Can I see the cover of your scary album?
Yeah.
Where is it? Yeah. That looks like a Ben and Jerry's flavor that tastes like shit. No, look, actually, both our albums are colorful and fun. Look, it's a podcast, but the people here can see. You should come to the live
Most
shows.
Podcast listeners are blind, you're right.
That's true.
But you brought your CD-DVD combo called Pete Holmes' Nice Try the Devil.
Yeah, there's a good com in that title.
Nice.
I said it wrong. It's not Nice Try the Devil. It's Nice Try the Devil.
That's right. Thank you for doing that properly. Paul, I feel like you have a great... This is Paul Feig, everybody. He has a wonderful...
Oh, no. Thank you.
Yeah, he has a one. First of all, the best dressed man in Los Angeles. What the fuck is happening,
well,
Paul?
Thank you.
Listen to the sincere applause and listen to this man's fucking voice.
Thank
Would you say "Nice try, the devil" in your timber?
Nice try, the devil.
Oh my God! Everybody's
thank
more
you
pregnant.
For calling movie phone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. If only that was really me.
It's not you.
No.
And you're the director of the film The Heat.
Yes, I am.
And that's fantastic.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
You've directed other films, but that one's the one we're promoting today.
Yes, exactly.
Pete, you might as well introduce your arch nemesis.
My arch nemesis.
On the far end of the panel, was there a microphone issue?
He just got a mic.
He just got a working microphone. Oh, that was the one that I threw down in anger.
Yep.
Sammy the Machine Levine.
Oh, that's his new nickname?
Me, I guess.
He's here. A nice gentleman. Is he my rival? Wait. Well, we're different. We have different styles.
Yes. I like rules.
Yes.
And orderly conduct.
I can hear vaginas drying up. I'm here to keep it sloppy, baby.
Yeah. Ladies love a wild card like Pete Holmes.
That's what I'm saying.
You're the worst Leonard Maltin game player have sex with me.
That's what people say often when they're coming. Too real? Not real enough. Yeah. I just think your type A personality is a little bit of a vaginal dehumidifier. I'm just saying. It dries it up.
Mm.
Low tide.
Pete, if I could have 45 seconds.
You got it.
Or a minute. Watch the clock. When the clock changes.
It's 7:11 now.
7:11.
It could be in the 50s. You don't know. I'm giving you the 7:12.
All right, here we go. I got this email today by way of introducing James Ponsoldt to the audience. I got an email that said, "Hi, Doug. Hope you're well. I wanted to reach out regarding director James Ponsoldt for your Douglas Movies podcast. James had great success with his debut Smashed with Aaron Paul and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. And his current and upcoming film, The Spectacular Now, received great acclaim at Sundance. It's based on a book. He's a pretty hot director at the moment, having attached himself to the Weinstein adaptation of the play Pippin. I wouldn't call it a play. I'd call it a musical. The Spectacular Now comes out on August 2nd, so I wanted to see if you had available dates prior to the release, either week of or week of July 26th. Please let us know." And I wrote back, "He's on the show tonight, bitch! I'm on that shit!" No, I didn't say that to her. She's a nice lady. But it was funny timing that came in today. But also, it sums up exactly what I would say about you to introduce you to this crowd. Smashed was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Very, you know, generally I would think most movies about alcoholism are not enjoyable. But this one managed to be fun but have a point at the same time.
I like that Denzel one. We're going to roll it. That's Denzel making breakfast in the morning.
He made more of a movie about people that aren't flying planes.
No, it's mostly about his struggle with booze and his love of crepes and joints. We're going to roll it. I can't help you. If you're not laughing,
well,
you're not picturing Denzel making you a crepe.
Dude, there's quite a substantial money prize that goes along with worst guest on the show in the history of everything. So, yeah, keep at it.
I will.
You might win it all.
It's just a safe place to be silly. What is this? This is Smashed. Who's
that's,
that?
That's Smashed. That's Aaron Paul.
Oh, Aaron Paul.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead that I just mentioned mere minutes ago. Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally are also in it. It's.
Did you call Mary Elizabeth Winstead Mew?
Exactly. That's what everybody calls
it. Is that the secret of good directing?
That is the secret.
Feig, would you have done that?
Yes, you have to find the perfect pet name.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Did you call
All right,
Sandra?
Here we go. Yeah, what'd you call Sandy Bullock?
Did you call her Sandy Buttock?
I called her Miss.
Miss? Yeah. She'll open a film.
He called her, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Really. You're the first real movie star I've ever worked with.
You can push Melissa around a little bit, right? Because you're responsible for all of her success.
Well, I'm merely a hand in some of it.
Yeah, I like to say when they talk about The Heat and Bridesmaids as being, like, you know, proof that women can be the center of a comedy
here.
And can be successful, I like to say yes, especially if they're directed by a talented man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
I did
shit.
It. Yeah, I did it.
But you I can't there. Say Tom Hanks is gay. Fuck the show. Where's the sequel?
A very feminine man. What's that?
Where's the sequel?
Where's the sequel?
Yeah.
It's in the typewriter of Katie Dippold right now. Oh, so,
is that true?
Yeah, she's writing it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
God knows, who knows if we'll make it, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You could just...
Can you make some calls?
That could be the rest of your life. Bridesmaids 2, Heat 2, Bridesmaids 3, Heat 3.
Yeah, that's my...
Just bounce back and forth.
That's it.
Heat 2, reheated. Yeah. Don't act like that's not a joke you would make. That is a Doug Benson joke. I'm taken too. I've seen your act. You son of a bitch. I will crack you with an oar that I lit on fire. And it was wet. How did I do it?
I believe that was probably some
Don't
sort
you love
of
a
gasoline on it.
No, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's why that's right. It was wet and on fire.
You have a lot of bracelets. You look like Ani DiFranco.
I loved how when you came out here, you said to James, may I sit here? Like, you had to be right next to me.
Because I did that episode where Kumail was right here and was all, oh my God, and none of me. Just fucking nonstop.
You really think there was none of you in that
none
episode?
None of me. I had the wall of Brian Posehn cock blocking. Cock blocked! Cock blocked!
Doug, you had asked me before the show to explain
the Leonard
Maltin
game. Oh, yeah, let's talk
Maltin
to Sam for a second.
Sammy Levine.
To Paul Feig. Yes. But I did not have near enough time to explain Pete Holmes to Paul Feig.
Is there enough time, really?
There is not possible.
There will never be enough time.
I enjoy the way you speak. I feel like we're in a library with lots of leathery books and a candelabra, and you're I tried to explain the game, but no amount of time is sufficient.
No.
To explain Pete Holmes. And then we run a clip.
I'm holding a snifter. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's look at a clip.
Of what, of me?
Yeah, do a little...
Yeah,
okay.
Denver!
All right, stop the clip. Do you think there's footage of you somewhere doing that?
There's photographs.
I wanted you to just do a quick...
There's a photo of me yelling at you like this that I like a lot.
That is a good one.
You know what I'm talking about?
We should... Our next album should... Both of us should have the same cover.
Yes.
And it's that shot of you and me yelling at each other.
I would love it. I wanted to call my album Lionel Richie Live in Concert. I thought that would have been... But legal, Paul.
I'll call that album Never Repeat.
Never Repeat.
Repeat.
Repeat. Like an email that I sent you with the subject Pete and you replied.
That's a thinker. But it's worth it. Get there. Get
See,
there, people.
He's a gentleman.
That's a great
time.
Subject for an email, your own first name.
Well, I want
this
to
is regarding
really
Pete. James brought a copy of the non-Nicolas Cage version of The Wicker Man. Is that like a movie that inspired you or something?
Not at all. I just love the Leonard Maltin quote on the front.
Oh, yeah. Leonard Maltin said, harrowing, absorbing. So far, it could be like a scary movie or paper towels. And then he says...
You are a good time at the movies. You are.
And then he says, eerie and erotic, ellipses, a must see.
And then there's a quote from his wife, Leonard, stop jerking it to the original non-Nicolas Cage Wicker Man and come to bed. And I swear to God, if your breath smells like Chubby Hubby. It's on there.
If her breath smells like the, you think he was jerking off and eating Ben and Jerry's?
You've never done that?
No.
It's called jerry-rigging yourself. I can name this in no names. It's Wicker Man. Did I win again? Hey, Doug, remember when I won? Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Oh.
Yeah, if you lose tonight, I'll never have to have you on again.
All
so
we do is
you better
dance
pull
dance.
It together.
Pull it together and apart for the excitement of coming back together.
But also, you know, I'm going to have you back on because you have a TV show.
That's true. Fear me, Doug. When do I get to start abusing that? I said, soy latte! Yeah, people don't like this
for me. I hope you never do that.
I would never. I would never. The Spectacular Now is a
James
book.
Brought a copy of the book that the film Spectacular Now is based on, and we should say that it was a big... everybody loved it at Sundance.
They liked it?
Yeah, they liked it.
But you made the film of this.
I made the film.
Isn't this your competitor?
The book?
Yeah, people are like,
yeah, shouldn't you be fighting books instead of working with them?
I think they can read and then watch the movie. They can do both.
What kind of time do you think we the public have? I'm not reading the Heat manuscripts. I'm buying tickets. Learn from the man. Look at his suit. It's worth more than your car.
How many suits do you own now, Paul?
Way too many.
Yeah, because for the record, Paul Feig has been wearing three-piece suits or some variation thereof as long as I have known him.
Thank you.
Which is approaching 15 years.
Yes, exactly.
Well, he probably started when he met you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you always want to impress Sam Levine.
I judge a man by the clothes he wears.
But I was there for the transition, or not maybe there specifically when the transition happened, but I knew Paul pre-suit guy.
Oh, wow.
We've known each other for 25 years, I think it's been.
Ballpark.
Residents of the Variety Arts Club.
Running around doing stand-up comedy at various open mics and low-paying gigs around town.
Yes.
And, you know, I always love to tell people when they're, you know, crowing about your success that, you know, I thought you were a very funny stand-up comedian.
Thank you, sir.
But...
Oh, there's always a but. Always a
well,
but.
But it's just fun to bring up, it may be a little embarrassing, that your closer used to be Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island.
Thurston
playing
Howell
the
blues.
Harmonica and singing the blues.
Yes.
About being Thurston Howell and being rich on an island.
Yes, it certainly was.
Yeah. And
I get older, fewer people know who that
but
is. So it's fantastic.
I laughed because it was a silly voice.
Yeah. Oh, Pete, you're claiming to be too young to know Gilligan's Island?
I didn't watch
you fascist.
I grew up religious. They were wayward.
You grew up weird.
I did.
But can you remember any of that to this day?
Oh, God. I don't have the harmonica on me.
Yeah, no harmonica, but you know the blues. There's harmonica in between each thing.
The professor, the fellow's quite daft, and the professor can invent a coconut lie detector, but he can't invent a goddamn raft. So I remember that was one of the
jokes like that.
That kind of thing, and that's why I don't do stand-up anymore. No. I remember Doug, when you had glasses.
Sure.
And you had the bird, the suction cup bird that would peck your eyes out.
Yeah. I put two birds on my face, and this is a scene from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
And it was very funny.
Wait, you were a prop comic?
I did start out with props.
He had minor props.
Oh, my God.
Minor propage.
I had prop pockets. But I started
those
out
are
with,
delicious, by the
my
way.
My very first set
prop
ever.
Prop pockets.
My very first set ever had, like, you know, a lot of elaborate props. But
really?
I grew out of that. But when we started, prop comics
judge.
Were popular. Like, there were a lot
they
of
them. They were popular? Can we have a bigger laugh for a prop pocket?
No, we're not giving props to anything you say.
My props are singing.
Pete,
Usher.
We are still not through the contents of the prize bag. That is how disruptive you are.
That's right, which means I'm winning.
Pete, take a knee.
Take a knee?
Yeah.
What is this, radio? Isn't that a football film?
So Sam brought some screener CDs, as he always does. He brought Silence of the Lambs, and he wrote on the back, this was the movie I won the Tournament of Championships 2 with, and so there's that.
Are those just affirmations you wrote yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't meant to leave the house. I grabbed that one by accident.
And of course, Sam will be competing in the sold-out Super Tournament of Championships Sunday night at Largo, which will be available for you guys to hear very soon.
Wow.
And then he also brought a copy of American Psycho. That one was Silence of the Lambs. Did I say that? And this one is American Psycho, and he wrote on the back, Christian Bale's people didn't want him to do this movie, and then he became wildly famous from it.
Did you know how old he was when he shot that movie?
27? 28?
No, I believe he was 21. I might be wrong about that, but he was very preposterously young.
You're also jumping in with a wrong fact. I can't wait to get out this piece of information that is incorrect. There's no fucking way he was 21 when he
made
that
Google
movie.
I want to Google it so bad.
Google it. That'll maybe shut you up for a second.
Did you know they also, I'm going to talk while I do it, they also offered the part to Tom Cruise, because Tom Cruise makes a cameo in the book. Hi, I'm Sam Levine.
Christian Bale was born in 1974.
I don't know where why you're going at
that feature
out of this
came
way.
Out in the year 2000, so I don't know. I'm on math, but
puts him around 26.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for playing. You're out.
It says his first on-screen role was in 1983 at age 9. Yes. So we were both wrong.
Empire of the...
Never be wrong. Put on your comedy pants and take out your dick.
I don't know what he was in when he was 9, but he went on to do Newsies.
It was Empire of the Sun.
He was 9 in Empire of the Sun?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
But his agent said he could play 8. That should have gotten more. At home, it got more. Can you hear the laughs at home?
Your agent needs to play Kate. Play Kate.
Ooh.
And Paul brought a copy of the original motion picture soundtrack for The Heat, which is in theaters now, kicking ass.
Yes. And not one, but two.
And I'm excited about the posters that you brought.
One is just the regular one you see in the theater, but the other is the super cool Mondo poster.
Which one is this?
That's the regular one.
Okay, that's Don't regular
that.
Stuff.
Were they together for that shoot?
Look at the...
That's pretty cool poster
it's
for...
Right, but behind,
not Mondo style, but here's the Mondo
there
one.
There we go.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see, Doug. Yeah,
no
there
mistake.
You go.
I know. We tried to make that the actual poster, but they let us.
Why wouldn't they let you? Because they're stupid?
I'm actually on it. They made me one of the SWAT team guys.
Yeah.
So, that's my natural state, shooting a gun.
That's fantastic.
So, there you go.
Love it.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Love
so
it.
Anyway,
I got to
get a picture of that.
Can I play for that?
Sure, Pete.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Paul Feig.
Anytime.
I'm going to get pictures of both of those. When I make a Vine, because did Sam tell you about the name tags?
Oh, I forgot that.
Okay.
Aspect. That's easy, though.
Boy.
You'll play
That's
for Paul, you're going to play for somebody in the audience, James, too, Sam and Pete, and they're going to show you their name tags now, and just go out in the audience and pick a name tag of someone that you would like to play for and physically take it from them.
This always
gives
pressure.
Me
panic.
And we'll be right back.
Gives me a lot of panic.
And we're back. Sam Levine, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Lucky Number Kevin.
I love it. Paul Feig, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Just the Nature.
It's a literature book.
Oh, it's a literature book.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Well done.
Totally explained.
Wow. Do I get to keep the name?
James?
I'm playing for Rachel.
Your mic is off.
And she's got...
Is it off?
It's so low.
No, he just doesn't talk... He doesn't stick it up to his mouth like you do.
I like to taste the memories.
So what's the name on the... There's no name on that name tag, so who you think you're playing for, if you had to guess?
There it is.
Is it on the back?
Rachel?
Yeah.
Rachel. Oh, and then she wrote a shithead on the back, so don't reveal that. Yep. And Sam, you told Paul about the shithead thing, right?
There's no shithead.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope he wins then.
Oh, good.
And Pete, what? Show us the name on yours. Renee...
Renaeosaurus.
A Renaeosaurus.
Almost no effortosaurus.
All right, I created a delightful vine of all of that.
I'll revine it.
That's a thing on there now.
Yeah, you can now revine.
You can revine it.
Oh. Yeah,
Twitter should sue them.
I love Vine so much more than Instagram. I hate going through Instagram and like a movie just starts and I just have a panic attack.
Because you can't pay attention for 15 seconds?
No, I'm scrolling through the photos. I'm seeing pictures of puppies and the earth. Yeah. Shit I follow. Then all of a sudden, fucking Paul F. Tompkins' wife is walking around. Like, what the shit? It's like seeing a ghost on my phone. PeteHolmes.com. The show starts in the fall. Okay, we're having a lot of fun. I saw Pacific Rim. That's why I took this.
Did you see it?
Oh, okay.
I saw it.
How was it?
It's fucking great.
Is it great?
Paul.
It looks awesome.
It's so great. Oh, I'm not mad at you. I just want you to be excited.
I'm excited.
I hate so many things that come out. I hated Superman and a lot of other films.
Uh-oh. Watch it.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. But Pacific Rim did not let down. It is a fucking Doug Benson. It's a good time at the movies.
Nice.
There's fucking robots fighting monsters that are in the ocean. Doug, they were in the ocean the whole time.
And Paul, then, can we have you sign Doug,
sure.
These posters?
I will definitely do that.
Doug.
By all means.
Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
To make monsters... To fight monsters, we made monsters.
Yes.
Hey, Doug.
To fight monsters, we made Pete Holmes.
That's At the rap party, they said, to fight monsters, we made fajitas. And it's a rap party.
Single most pleased with that joke person in the room.
I'm pretty sure that's the secret to happiness, is just be a fan of yourself. You know what I mean? I don't think that joke was for anybody but me. And I'm saying it's a rap party and they're eating a rap food, fajitas. So, I mean, there's so many levels. I can't make you walk through the door. I can only show it to you. You know what I mean? Like Morpheus.
Apologies.
What if they
to,
did a remake of The Matrix, but it's exactly the same, but Morpheus is wearing like 2013 New Year's Eve glasses?
Hey, James, what is Bob Odenkirk play in your movie? What is Bob Odenkirk's role in The Spectacular Now?
Bob Odenkirk plays the boss of the protagonist at a menswear store. He plays a very sort of funny, sad, middle-aged white man.
Perfect.
Yes, he's typecasting.
I'm excited about that Breaking Bad. What's going to happen?
I know. I can't wait. I know.
It's very exciting because it's, you know, he's the kind of TV show maker that... could pull off anything, right?
Yeah. You mean the Gill?
It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. You mean Gilligan's Island closer, Vince
yeah,
Gilligan?
There you go.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Zach
you brought
Galligan.
It up.
Wait, Zach Galligan is behind Breaking Bad?
Zach?
From the Gremlins
that,
films?
No, that is the appropriate amount of laughter from people who got the reference. Yes, that's Zach Galligan.
Zach Galifianakis. It's Zach Galifianakis, but he smashes watermelons. I can't help you. I can't help you. You know what I mean? I'm failing.
Wait, who can't you help?
The people who weren't laughing.
Oh, I see.
It's not going to get better than Zach Galifianakis. People are like, I'll get the next one. Zach Galifianakis comes to your door, and you're like, eh.
Unless
that'd
it's,
be,
unless it's Zach Galifianakis. Wait, Gallup. Joke, two.
Yeah.
Remember,
ooh.
Gallagher, two.
His twin brother.
I don't remember.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Yeah. Walked off
Maron. Got sued.
Come back, Zach Galifianakis. Yeah. That's Mark Maron. When he walked off.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Hooray!
Oh, thank God.
Oh no!
Oh, Paul!
Oh, Justin!
The water down on the
Justin. It's their heavy book
on the microphone cords.
I'm passing cord. I'm passing.
People
blame.
Sitting on the floor.
Exactly.
This is good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
Sorry, guys. There's very little. Is that going to? I'm not.
Remember that podcast where five people died? Pete Holmes was having a
great
night.
Pete didn't get blamed for it.
Yeah.
I just kept yelling Zach Galifianakis as paramedics were rushed to the scene.
You know, you're a consummate entertainer. Just because paramedics are running in doesn't mean the rest of the people don't need to hear some
If
jokes.
I was on the Titanic, I would have yelled Zach Galifianakis the whole time.
You'd be right there telling jokes loudly over the band that keeps playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Iceberg lettuce. I mean, are we really naming a lettuce after the thing that's killing us? I don't know about you, but I get out of this. I'm calling that shit white lettuce. All right. How you doing? You getting on that boat because you're a lady or a child? Sure. You're all equal until the boats. Am I right? Ah! Zach Galifianakis. That'll make sense in the future. Hey, James Cameron's here filming us all.
I can't wait for a future where that makes sense.
I'm waiting for the future where I make sense.
All right, Pete, you get to go first.
I'm going
to
win.
Because you won a few weeks ago in
Max
Chicago.
Max Payne.
Of
Mark
course,
Wahlberg.
Of course, Sam is the reigning champion here in here
okay.
in Los Angeles.
I don't
Angeles.
Need to go first. I don't need to go first.
No, yeah, we're going with Pete, okay. as announced.
That's fine.
But right. then and then we'll go to James, and then Paul will hopefully get how this works by the time it gets to him.
Fig Newtons, the movies of Paul Fig.
Yes, nice.
And Paul just needs to remember.
Did I say that backstage?
I heard
yes,
he,
I did.
He warned me he was going to do that.
I said, I'm going to use it again.
I love that some of this is planned.
Yeah, it is.
They're
I have
really...
a whole set list. We're right in the middle. It's Zach what was it? Galifianakis. All right, hit me. Zero names. Princess Bride.
You get to pick a category.
Mm-hmm.
Between these options. Would you like Rufio? No. And that's people from the movie Hook. Are you familiar with that?
Looky, looky, I got hooky.
Who, people from that movie who are not Rufio.
Uh-huh.
in other films.
Michael Jackson put a curse on Steven Spielberg for not casting him as Peter Pan in that film.
Wow, do you think he did that curse like into like a reflective surface and it came back at him?
That was excellent. That was just an A+.
Feminist movement.
Uh-huh.
That's movies where you see a woman on a toilet. Or celebrating a birthday today and viewed very closely by me while drinking vodka out of a sippy cup. It's Tom Hanks' birthday. The great Tom Hanks.
Yes.
So the films of Tom Hanks. Which one of those would you like to play?
Because I'm not good, I'll go with Tom Hanks.
That's not a reason to do it, but okay.
I feel like it is.
Okay. The year is 2006.
I was
Leonard
in.
Gives the movie...
I was living.
3 stars.
Uh-huh.
He says this movie is about a hotshot.
Uh-huh.
And he says that that this movie
away.
May speak most eloquently to adults of a certain age. Yeah, whatever that means. And then he lists, the performers he lists that are involved with this motion picture are the number 13.
Uh-huh.
So how many names do you think you need, Pete Holmes?
To guess Cloud Atlas.
Reading from the bottom up. Of course, from 2006. It seems like so long ago because it was such a long film.
He had microchips on his face. All right. I need...
You saw that movie?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No,
I saw...
Don't care. How many names out of 13?
I need 13 names.
Okay. James?
10 names.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, because if you'd have said name it, you would have definitely gotten the point.
Yeah, you would have heard Cloud Atlas, and then a point going your way.
Paul, what do you think? Do you want to go less names or ask James to name it?
I'm going to have to ask James to name that.
Okay.
Shit, good strap.
James gets 10
good
names.
Good strap. Ooh, good strat and pap.
2006.
We call that the DGA switcheroo.
Ooh.
3 stars. There's a hot shot. And it may speak most eloquently to adults of a certain age. And your 10 names are Jennifer Lewis, Paul Dooley, Michael Walls, John Ratzenberger, Tony Shalhoub, Michael Keaton, Richard Petty, George Carlin, Cheech Marin, and Larry the Cable Guy. And the movie is called...
I have no idea.
That is not the name. I'll give you a second.
Was he a hot shot in Castaway? Was he like, I'm gonna deliver these packages, bitch?
Yeah, he was very. That's one thing I didn't like about Castaway. Is like, we get it. He always gets where he needs to go as soon as he needs to be there.
Gonna put my dick in this coconut. Yeah, that's how he talks.
So you saw, the deleted scenes?
Yeah.
They were going for an R for a while.
I'm circling around Catch Me If You Can in the terminal, but I don't think it's either of those.
I think you're going to be in trouble because it was a misleading category, the typical switcheroo that I like to pull. Do you want to settle on one of those or
just say just Little
say
Monsters?
Don't know. I don't know.
Forrest Gump.
Apparently, I don't even remember this happening because I only saw the movie once. It's not really my thing. But apparently, there is a Woody car in the movie Cars. That was voiced by Tom Hanks. Yeah, so it's Cars.
That's not fair.
It's not fair at all, and that's part of the fun. And now Paul Feig is on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
there you go.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Well played.
It had to be at your expense. I'm sorry, sir.
And that means we start with Sam and then go to Paul.
Oh. Yep.
Sam gets to pick a category from the following options. Would you like 2 thumbs down from the great Roger Ebert? That's movies that he gave two thumbs down. He never did that. It's movies that he gave 2 stars or less.
Right.
Or the Battle of Balls Deep, and that's movies where Lord of the Ring actors have sex.
Okay.
That's great. That's one I get, and I like that.
Or The Rice Storm, and that, of course, is movies that have a wedding in them.
Ah.
Yes. Which one of those would you like to play, Sam?
I will take... Balls Deep.
Ooh.
I love the way you say it.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a grown man.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Would you like a movie with someone from Lord of the Rings having sex from 2004 or 2005?
2004.
All right. Two and a half stars from Leonard from this movie from 2004. He says that devotees of one of the performers in this movie will enjoy that performer's performance.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting clue. He says that others watching this movie may flounder.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Sam the Ma'am.
I will say 10 names.
What year? 2005?
Smart opening bid.
What year?
The year is 2004. And we go to Paul Feig.
Oh, boy. I don't want to make my footprint on here just making other people try to name things, but I
no, that's well, what I
you know,
really?
You know how good Sam is at this, so you should.
Yeah, like I literally got nothing from that from Leonard's description of that.
Sure, so, but Sam. Once you hear a lot of names,
I know
that might spark something.
Oh, that is
so.
True.
So you
that
can bid
true.
One less name than what Sam bid.
Oh, but then revenge will occur.
Don't live with exactly. fear.
You know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say nine.
This is nine names, James.
Name that film.
Ah, I knew it. Yes, you are perfectly justified in that.
I fucking know this film.
Now, for the record, if Paul is able to name the film, he will win
it's
the game.
It's 9 out of 10.
Ooh, all right.
Can I say that I was going to say zero names? I wish I could.
You can't say that. You just did say that. Now shut the fuck up.
I never know him.
What are you doing in 2 weeks, Paul?
Me?
Yeah. Can you come back in 2 weeks and defend your title?
Yes, I actually will be at that. you're assuming
excited.
A lot.
I'm very excited.
Oh, thanks for all the pressure.
You get now. 9 out of 10 names
for
this movie from 2004 that, you know, devotees of one of the performers will enjoy the performance.
And others will flounder.
Others may flounder. And your 9 names are Seymour Cassell, Sue George, or Jorge, Bud Cort, Michael Gambon, Jeff Goldblum, Willem Dafoe, Angelica Houston, Kate Blanchett, keep it down in the audience, and Owen Wilson from 2004.
Oh, man. I know everybody knows it but me right now.
Not quite everybody. I see that guy over there.
Yeah.
He's gone. There's a guy with quizzical hand face.
I'm going to go with, I'm wrong, this is not it, but, oh shit, I forgot the name of the movie.
You're only missing one name.
This isn't it, it's the one that Seth Rogen wrote, but it's not it, it's the, you know, where he, it's, Steve Brill directed
this
it.
This is a fun new version of the
game,
exactly. just describe it to me.
Yeah, exactly, that's right. I can't remember the name of, it's wrong what I'm thinking, so I'm going to have to say, I don't know.
That means James gets a point?
Yes.
James is on the board.
Wow.
What do you think it is, James?
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
That's correct.
Oh. Yeah.
I was wrong.
What did you think it was?
Eastern Promises.
Wait, Bill Murray, what did
you think? You went hard for Viggo Mortensen.
I did.
He was just like, it's Viggo Mortensen.
Because of the clue, fans of
him. He's the only person from Lord of the Rings who's had sex.
But hardcore fans of him will enjoy that big hardcore nude scene that he's flopping around. You see a lot of his
but it's bedroom. Sex scenes, not nude scenes.
Yeah, he also fucks.
I didn't know Bill Murray was in Lord of the Rings.
All right, we got an exciting game. Apologies to put your hands together because we might go a few minutes long. Yes. And what just happened? So James challenged Paul, so that means that we're going to start with Pete and then go to James.
Nice.
And Pete gets to pick again. So God help us all. Hopefully each category doesn't get followed by a story and or pre-written bit. You have my permission to die. And that's that's not what I'm saying to you.
Say it properly.
It's Batman actors who die in other films.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's people who've played Batman.
Oh, okay.
Specifically. And then Golden Showers Playbook. And that, of course, is movies that start with P. The letter P.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And your third choice is Doug Loves Newbies, which would be first-time directors. First-time directors. So okay. Smashed was your first time, or did you do something before that? What was that called?
That was called Off the Black.
Ooh, who's in that?
Timothy Hutton and Nick Nolte.
Is it good?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Check it out.
Why haven't I heard of that?
I don't know. I'll give you a copy.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
No, I'll seek it out. And Paul, as a director, your first movie was Bridesmaids?
No. I mean, technically, my very first movie was called Life Sold Separately, which still has not been released. But
I've got a VHS copy. I'll make you one.
Yes, Sam has seen it. But actually, it was a thing called I Am David, a little drama that nobody wanted to see. So we'll make our mistakes in the beginning.
And I've said this before, and I stand by it. It is a very sweet, very wonderful movie.
Thank you.
And you should all see.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much.
I stand by that.
I hope it's in this category so I could win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would have been smart. I could have put your first movie in
and
here.
And
yeah,
it's pre-Jesus Caviezel.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
It's true.
Turns out I went with somebody else, Pete, because this movie is from 1971.
But I didn't pick that category.
We picked it for you, Pete.
You didn't pick yet?
I want the Batman one.
Okay, here we go. First-time directors. This movie...
10,000 figs under the sink. Come on, let's do it.
Would you like a movie with Batman who dies in another movie?
Forget about it.
From 1993 or 2010?
2000.
A Space Odyssey.
Ooh. When did that movie I wanted to be come out?
And I know 2010's subtitle wasn't the Space Odyssey, so please don't
the
write
year
the
we
corrections
made contact.
Department.
1993.
Wow. Going
okay.
Back.
1993, 2.5 stars for this movie where someone who played Batman passes away by some means. He says this movie...
Well, all actors in movies die eventually off screen.
No, this is...
Like
this,
the man without a face, he's
this
gone.
This person... Was he that old?
He took his life.
So,
he blew the other
Mel Gibson is still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doesn't seem that old.
Man without a face gone.
Okay. He says this movie features a forceful performance and also a likably eccentric one. Yeah. Hmm. And he says that someone related to the real life person that the movie is about actually shows up in the movie in a role.
Oh, it's Starsky and Hutch, huh?
And he lists a shit ton of names.
Uh-huh.
24 names.
Oh, my God.
We call that a Kiefer Sutherland. What, is it too warm in here? That's what's happening up here.
How many out of 24 do you want? I have a good guess how many you're going to go for.
I'm going to give it a Jim Carrey. 23.
Ah, nice. Well played.
I mean...
You know he was terrified of that number, right?
He was terrified.
It was a bad number.
I know.
It was a bad decision.
Yeah, I know.
On your part. James?
Name that movie.
Ah! Well done. Well done.
Why would you do that?
I would never normally...
Can you
normally,
come back in 2 weeks?
I would never normally root for you, Pete, but...
Yeah, I know, right?
This is the only thing that keeps the game going.
Send it to me with
I'm
your
gonna
brain.
I'm going to have Paul Feig and James Ponsel back in 2 weeks. Because I'd really love to hear from them.
Okay.
Oh, and just so I can answer all the questions before they get asked to me, because people ask me all the time, how come you have such a problem playing with four players on the Miller Malton game? It's so much fun. No, it's because you get mathematically boxed the fuck out. And it's infuriating.
It's really probably the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
It is hands down.
Hashtag white man's problems.
What does off the black mean? Does that mean you're not on heroin anymore?
It's a baseball term for a pitch that's right.
I know it's
plane.
A baseball term.
And off of heroin, yes. Off the black tar, yeah.
Off the black, what does that mean in baseball? I'm sorry.
It's a pitch that's just off home plate. You know, there's black around the home plate. So.
There is?
There is.
Jackie Robinson? then you...
Yeah, that's the one that pushes you after everything that's come out of fucking Pete's
mouth.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Here's your 23 names.
No, 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 just give me 10 names now.
What?
Who cares? I'm not going to know Billy Babubo. Oh, Billy Babubo's in it? I'm just trying to figure out which movie's
fucking
George Clooney.
Oh, you're saying just give
Clooney,
you the best names?
Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton. And it's
here's
a, and
what's
it's a biopic.
Here's what's going to happen. If you don't say it immediately after or during the 23 names, but if you don't say it immediately after the last one,
yeah,
you lose and James wins.
I like that because he's a good man.
Yeah. But honestly, thanks. If you do not know it after 23 names, it's one of those Pete Holmes doesn't know it things.
Yeah.
That
like
there
Devil's
are,
Wears,
that there are
Devil's
many
Wears Pradas.
Devil's Wears Pradas.
Didn't know it. Even got Meryl Streep.
He got Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway and didn't know
did
it.
Did not know. Did not know.
And I've seen it. Look, folks, I'm not here to win the game. I'm here to win hearts.
Failure is the best approach.
I know.
People really rally around those losers at the Olympics. They lift them up on their shoulders.
It depends which Olympics. Some of them
Jackie
are more
Robinson
supportive.
Doesn't seem so harsh now, does it?
I'm just saying it's supportive. I didn't make a judgment.
But you narrowed it down to two Olympics, and we figured out what you meant.
You guys are offensive in your mind.
Here are your 23 names.
I meant the Macy's Savings Olympics.
Robert Mitchum, Charlton Heston, Billy Bob Thornton, Frank Stallone, Pedro Armendariz Jr., doesn't matter. Thomas Hayden Church, Harry Carey Jr., Buck Taylor, Billy Zane, Dana Wheeler Nicholson, John Tenney, Michael Rooker, past and hopefully future guest, Jason Priestley, Bill Paxton, Joanna Pacula, Terry O'Quinn, Stephen Lang, Sam Elliott, Dana Delaney, Robert Burke, Powers Booth, Michael Bain, and the Batman of the category.
Wait, there's a
Val
Michael?
Kilmer in...
There's a Bain in a Batman Dies movie?
B-I-E-H-N.
Okay, and it's Val
He's
Kilmer...
He's an actor that's been in some things.
Who dies...
Terminator.
In a movie.
The Abyss.
That's a biopic, or it includes an appearance from this guy in real life.
You got nothing with those 23 names.
You know it? You knew the answer. Do you know it?
What does Val Kilmer die in?
Willow.
Incorrect. The answer is Tombstone.
Ah.
Very popular movie.
Yeah,
Pete.
I love that movie. I got two guns, one for each of you. Right?
Pete is the only player that can quote a movie after not
you know
recognizing
what?
It.
Because when I see it, they're the characters. You know what I mean? How's Kristen Wiig's wedding? How was that?
But Val Kilmer is amazing in that movie. That scene where he spins the little teacup on his finger is one of the best.
It makes me want to watch it. I don't feel like a failure. I feel like I won the remembrance of a movie I'd like to see.
Well, you should also see James Ponsoldt's Spectacular Now and Paul Feig's The Heat and... Sam Levine's Do No Harm. That's Saturday right. Nights.
10 p.m.
Thank
NBC,
you.
Baby.
Burning him off on NBC. And congratulations, James. If you can come back in 2 weeks, I'd love to have you. And we'll talk more about
Were
Spectacular
those the plugs?
Now. Do you have plugs?
Yeah, listen to my podcast. It's called You Made It Weird. And watch my... Yeah. Thank you so much.
Good job preaching to the converted.
Okay, and then there's something that you can't watch yet, and it's called The Pete Holmes Show, and it's going to be on in the fall after Conan. Boom.
Yeah.
We're all going to watch that.
Okay, come on.
Nice.
Thank
I
you.
Can't wait.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, Renee-asaurus. You're extinct.
Now, by after Conan, you mean they play 2 or 3 hours of infomercials, then you, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
going to
see
eventually after Conan.
Knives cutting through pennies, and then...
Stay up.
People in black and white grainy footage not able to make pasta.
You were making the noise of
this
dinosaur?
Yeah, that was a man. Oh, no, I'll do that.
There's no shithead on the back. We need a shithead for
Renee, who's your shithead?
Where's Renee at?
Oh, you want to write it down?
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yeah, Justin, come on.
You're Renee? Oh, and you don't have a shithead either? Okay, yeah, just write it down here on this piece of paper. Or whisper it to Pete.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
there's no
James,
way
we don't need your shithead
because
the person you're playing for won. What was the winner name again?
Rachel.
Rachel, come get your prize bag, Rachel.
All right.
I'm glad those two awesome Heat posters are going to a woman.
Here, here. That's right, as it should be.
You played for Ray Charles?
Yeah, exactly. Rachel.
That's amazing.
Hey, did anyone see Val Kilmer in the Life's Too Short special on HBO this past week? No. Okay, you all should, because it was fucking amazing.
Oh, that's like the, you know, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah,
Ricky, you know, Gervais, he likes Steve to do Merchant. A finale War, that's War longer.
Yes, yes, the long, the special that closed it all out, and Val Kilmer plays himself in it, and I swear to God, it's the funniest thing I've seen him do since MacGruber.
Nice, wow. Even better than Mark Twain?
He does.
Mark Twain show?
What could be funnier than Val, Mark Twain?
Val will do some good stuff. He'll surprise you.
He's, yes.
You know, he's still
phenomenal.
He's still, okay, well, so we should check that out.
Check that out. It's got to be on HBO
and
Go.
I assume he's playing himself in it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah, the final movie of Extras, the Ricky Gervais movie from Extras, was like one of the best things I've ever seen
so incredible.
In any medium.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
the
check those out.
The Extras?
Yeah, it's
that got
really
you?
Good.
I
do you remember the
too.
Scene where Clive Owen, they bring in an ugly woman to be an extra that he has to have sex with, and
yeah.
he fucking loses it right in front of her?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love that scene, too.
It's
I love that
so,
series.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. Okay, so we covered everybody's plugs. Oh, not my plugs. San Francisco tomorrow night, Minneapolis on Thursday and Friday. James will be back here in 2 weeks, I hope. And was there a shithead on the back of your thing,
yeah,
Sam?
Right there. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, and you can come see me, probably not, though, unless you already have a ticket to the sold-out show this Sunday night at Largo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do whatever you can to get a ticket.
Yeah. I'd say try to scalp one if you can, for like $1,000, because it's going to be a hell of a show.
Who else is on it? Johnny Ham?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's Ham versus Sam.
Ooh.
And Matt Bronger is in there, but, you know, he's just...
The three most handsome men in Hollywood. That's how I like to think of that show.
That's why it sold out so fast. Yeah. It's a sexy panel. Mm-hmm. Do you want to, this is the part, Pete, where I say the three shitheads and then the music comes in.
Yeah.
So if you have any last words, now's the time to throw them in.
I'm so sweaty.
It is hotter than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Their culture is growing.
It's a hot one.
Everywhere.
That's really what you wanted to end up on.
Yeah.
Finish with.
I got Activia in my drawers. How do you spell drawers? I tried to tweet it today. Drawers.
D-R-A-W-E-R-S.
So like that, when you mean...
Yeah, like drawers.
Your drawers.
I spell it like drawers when I mean drawers.
I've been watching a lot of The Wire, and it's affecting my tweets. Oh, hey, Kimo. That's my impression of Bubs. Oh, hey, Kimo. Oh, because it's black, we all back away?
Watch. No, because it's...
so vague and non-specific. Oh, hey, Kimo. I'm telling you, that's good. Go rewatch The Wire and laugh
Cause,
later.
Because he said a person, her name was Kima.
Yep.
He'd see her, and he'd say, hey, Kima.
Hey, Bubs.
That's hilarious to you.
Oh, hey, Kimo.
Because there's some really clever stuff on that show. You probably...
Hey, Kimo.
Lost your mind.
Hey, Kimo.
That's the quote you come away with from The Wire.
Who wants to buy a whitey?
You
hey, Kimo.
You're not even, your quote isn't even, she.
Omar listening. It's a great show. It's about drugs. It's about drugs and how they're trafficked.
I thought it was like that Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell movie, Bird on a Wire, like, but without the bird. But without the wire. I thought it was just about a bird. All right, ready? Here we go.
Go.
Wrapping it up.
In 5, 4, 3,
all systems
2.
Go.
Oh, hey, Kimo. I mean, it's flawless. I feel like he's behind me with that one tooth badly blacked out. Oh, hey, Kimo.
As always.
This is a good time at the movies, man.
Podcast listeners,
oh, as always, don't help him out.
Take
you
microphone.
Can't come back in 2 weeks.
Away.
As always, Dan the IT guy is a shithead. The term food porn is a shithead.
Agreed.
Was that yours, Sam?
I don't know.
He doesn't even need a microphone. And AIDS is a shithead.
Now it's time for Total Culture Sucker Hockey. Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.